Good morning. Our text this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 verse, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. There is no such thing in the life of a Christian as neutral time. There is no such thing as a neutral thought, a neutral word, or a neutral action. I mean that whatever a person thinks, says, or does is either a good thing or a bad thing. There is no neutral. You and I don't like that very much, but according to the Word and His Word, it is true. So let's take a look at that concept this morning. First of all, we can get rid of all the works, thoughts, and words of the unbeliever. While the unbeliever sees merit in his civic righteousness, in his good deeds, and maybe feels that there is some value in God's sight for the things that he does, the Bible says, doesn't happen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, from Hebrews. Nothing done without faith is truly good or truly positive. God takes no notice of the works as good. Socially, or society, maybe, but not with God. Now, there is a part of us that rebels against that idea. We would like to believe that what the world regards as good, God sees as good also. Our old Adam hates the thought that because it makes it so clear how hard it is to please God. We cannot please God apart from our Lord Jesus Christ. Our old Adam wants us to believe that we can please God without Christ in the picture. Well, so much for the unbeliever. But does the statement still stand for the Christian? A couple of references should answer that. Our text, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, comes from Colossians chapter 3. For the Christian, there is no neutral either. It's a not easy thing for you and I to come to terms with these passages of Scripture. Everything done by the child of God is to be done to His glory. There are only good thoughts or bad thoughts. There are only good actions or bad actions. There are only good words or bad words. No neutral. We should do all to the glory of God or not do it at all. It's often very disturbing to us, isn't it? Because we would like to believe that there is a part of the day that doesn't make any difference. You know, the part where you've earned the right to let go a little bit. One of the reasons many Christians think that way is that they have begun to think of religion and their faith as something that only happens at certain parts of their life, rather than a moment by moment with Christ. Many Christians today want to get Jesus into their lives, but not make Jesus their life. And the result is that there is a good time, and then there's a bad time, and then there's that time in the middle, that neutral time, where it really doesn't make any difference. But our reading uses the mundane things of eating and drinking to show us that God is speaking not of a special time, but of all the time. So what's the big deal about neutral time? Well, think about it. If you have to label every thought, every word, every action as good or bad, we certainly will become more aware of how sinful we really are and how much we need Christ. We will see things that we thought were neutral that are not neutral at all. Now you're going to ask for examples. Well, can you watch a volleyball game or a basketball game and become angry at the officials to the glory of God? Can you go unprepared to a class to the glory of God? Can you take correction without reacting with a nasty thought? There are many such examples, but let's use the example of coming to our homes or rooms after a really hard day's work and classes or practice and then settle in for some leisure time. Well, there's nothing wrong with resting. That's a good thing. But is this really become neutral time? Time that you have earned to let yourself go a little bit? I believe we would like to think so, because then we could lower our TV and our movie and our music standards and justify what we do as neutral time. God says, no. Do all to His glory. Yes, there are ways to do things to the glory of God. We may have to change our programming a bit on TV or have a better reason than just, take the example, losing weight. We may have to have a better reason for losing weight, for just looking good. But they can all be done to His glory. We can lose weight to the glory, to His glory, not ours. We can dress up to His glory, not ours. We can do homework to His glory, not ours. We can work and teach to His glory, not ours. It could be especially difficult if you've been given many talents to use them to the glory of God and not to yourself. Think about the concept, the idea of doing things to the glory of God. Doing all to the glory of God may be a tough hurdle for us to cross, and we will never reach perfection by any means in this world. But it is God's will, and we need to have this always before our eyes so that our decision-making improves. And when we do have this before our eyes, we will continually ask Christ, our Redeemer, who did all things to His glory, for help in this area of our lives. As we recognize that, as we miss the mark, Christ has hit the mark for us. There is someone who is perfect. Look to Him for help. We pray. Dear Lord, help us to see more clearly Your will in the matters of our lives. Lead us in the way we need to go as we seek Your will, and then help us to do all things to Your glory. Amen. We close with hymn number 408, stanzas 2 and 3. 408, 2 and 3.